I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of the career of Max Roach on Jazz Unlimited. But you didn't know that Max Roach played for Jazz at the Philharmonic. Yes, he did in 1952. And we're going to hear How High the Moon with Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Lester Young and Flip Phillips on tenors, Hank Jones piano, Irving Ashby guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Max Roach on drums. And this was recorded in Frankfurt, Germany.
Thank you.
This is the career of Max Roach on Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight. And we heard How High the Moon from a Jazz the Philharmonic concert in Frankfurt, Germany in 1952 with Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Lester Young and Flip Phillips on tenors, Hank Jones piano, Irving Ashby guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Max Roach on drums. We've got his quintet with Ray Draper on tuba in the front line. We're going to hear Sonny Rollins' Blues 7 and hear him playing timpani with Thelonious Monk. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we're going to hear a set of two. The first one is a largely forgotten pianist, but he was a great one, Herbie Nichols. And this is called The Spinning Song, recorded in 1956. Nichols is on piano with Teddy Kotick bass and Max Roach on drums. And Max spent a little bit of time with J.J. Johnson in 1957 as part of his quartet. The tune is Nichols and Dimes. J.J. Johnson on trombone, Tommy Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Max on drums on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a set of two right here on Jazz Unlimited from the career of Max Roach. The first one was The Spinning Song with Herbie Nichols on piano, Teddy Kotick bass, and Max on drums in 1956. And then Nichols and Dimes with J.J. Johnson on trombone, Tommy Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Max also on drums in 1957. My name's Dennis Owsley. Glad that you're along with me tonight for the career of Max Roach on Jazz Unlimited. We've got the Max Roach group with Ray Draper, more Thelonious Monk, this time with Roach playing timpani, and Slide Hampton in a big band. So please stay tuned. Now we're going to hear one of the most famous recordings in jazz. This is Blue 7, played by Sonny Rollins on tenor, Tommy Flanagan piano, Doug Watkins bass, and Max Roach on drums in 1957. And Gunther Schuller almost made his career analyzing Sonny Rollins' solo following the station break.
Thank you.
That was one of the most famous recorded solos in all of jazz. Blue 7. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight on Jazz Unlimited and our show on the career of Max Roach. Sonny Rollins played the tenor solo on this one, with Tommy Flanagan piano, Doug Watkins bass, Max Roach on drums in 1957. We've got Thelonious Monk with Max Roach on timpani, a Slide Hampton big band, and then in the third hour, Booker Little and Duke Ellington. So please stay tuned. Now we're going to hear one from a very interesting instrumentation, and that's one of the things about Max, was that he was always trying different things. And in his career, he did jazz things, classical things. He did things with rappers and accompanied poets on drums and accompanied actually speeches on drums. So he was available for a lot of things. This is LaVilia, Booker Little on trumpet, Ray Draper on tuba, George Coleman on tenor, Art Davis bass, and Max Roach on drums in 1958 at the Newport Jazz Festival. And that will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that was a recording made live at Newport in 1958. It was the Max Roach Quintet, and the tune was La Villa, and Booker Little was heard on trumpet, Ray Draper on tuba, George Coleman on tenor, Art Davis bass, and Max Roach on drums. We're going to hear something else from Booker Little, and a trio with Duke Ellington and Charles Mingus and Max Roach, and then one of his civil rights choral pieces, It's Time. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we have a set of two. The first one is Bimsha Swing, and it features Clark Terry on trumpet, Sonny Rollins on tenor, Thelonious Monk on piano and composing, Paul Chambers bass, and Max Roach on drums and timpani. And he was trained in classical timpani playing, 1956 recording. And then a big band with Slide Hampton, and it's called Gallery Groove. Yusuf Latif and George Coleman on tenors, Max Roach on drums in 1962. Although Max didn't do a lot of big band drumming, he was good at it.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of two closes the second hour of The Career of Max Roach on Jazz Unlimited. First one was Bemsha Swing in 1956 with Thelonious Monk, then Gallery Groove with the Slidehampton Big Band in 1962. Max Roach on drums on both of them. Please stay tuned for the third hour.